Thank you, Brenda. Well, I am continuing in this series about saints versus sinners, and I'm focusing, as you probably see in the bulletin, on a strategy of the saints. And it's kind of a two-part, three-part, maybe four-part message. I don't know how long I'll be in here, but I want to look at the strategy of the saints in understanding your calling. In understanding your calling. Open your Bibles, if you will, to Jude, the small book of Jude, just before the book of Revelation. The small book of Jude, and we'll read the first three verses. It's a single chapter book. And if you find Jude, verses 1 through 3, in honor of reading God's Word, please stand as I read verses 1 through 3 of the little book of Jude, just before the book of Revelation. Jude, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Father, today as we open your word, God, we're going to look at some things that you have laid on my heart to truly, in order that we really get an understanding of how we're to be successful in your eyes, that we need to grasp a hold of and truly understand what you have called your saints to be, what you have called them to do, where you have called them to go. Father, indeed, your calling is within us, a strong yearning and desire to serve you, to love you, and to indeed minister to the people. Father, help us to be that you would have us to be by being successful your way and not ours. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The strategy of the saints, understand your calling, is the title of this one. Tonight, I'm going to do the strategy of the saints, understand your duty. Today, and I'll try to stay off the duty of the saints and get to the focusing more on the understanding of your calling today. And we will look at this over a series of time. Of course, next Sunday, by the way, just give you another plug for Stewardship Sunday. Denny Wright with the Arkansas Baptist State Convention will be here. And as we've already heard the announcement this morning, he will take the youth through the adult Sunday school time, and then he brings the message during the worship service. And then beginning at 5 o'clock next Sunday, by the way, there will be no 5 o'clock children or no 5 o'clock youth time next Sunday. If you come at 5 o'clock, you'll be in here. And then after we have that 5 o'clock session, he goes into another series of a message. We will then go over and have fellowship time. But understand that there will be no 5 o'clock services, no 5 o'clock Bible study next Sunday. All Sunday school classes for the youth and adults will be here. The children will have your normal Sunday school classes. And for the teachers, I'm going to tape the messages for you so that you can at least get what was taught for the adults and the youth in the Sunday school hour. But today we want to focus truly indeed on being successful. So how many of you really want to be successful in life? How many of you want to be successful? All of us really want to be successful in life. Now how many of you want to be successful in God's way? Maybe you ought to hold both hands up, huh? Hallelujah. You know, there is no success but in God's eyes. There's truly no success other than being in the way that God would have you to be. And today we're going to try to get an understanding about what it is to be called as a saint of the Most High God. I want to look very quickly at some things that Jude brings out in his letter, the little letter that he wrote here. The first thing we see and understand that right here in the very middle of verse number 1, we see something that Jude wrote, says, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. Do you know what it is really, truly, indeed to be sanctified by God, to be a saint of the Most High God? That means indeed you are holy. You are set apart away from sin and set to serve a righteous and holy God. Truly indeed, called is not necessarily that what we're looking at, the call to salvation. I'll talk about that for just a moment. But sanctified is the beloved of God. Those that are set apart from sin, transformed and converted from sinners. We always, and we sing the song, a sinner condemned unclean, but I am a saint of the Most High God. I am a converted sinner. Indeed, I want to focus on getting a hold of what it is really that when we call ourselves saints of the Most High God, how it is that we're viewed by God and how it is that we should be viewed by the world. You know, it's hard sometimes to tell the difference between the saints and the sinners. It is. Because a whole lot of saints are acting like a whole lot of sinners. And there needs to be a difference. And we need to declare the difference. We need to live the difference. We need to promote the difference. We need to act out the difference. And that's why I'm going through this series of messages to teach you what it is that the difference between a saint and a sinner. I know we'll forever and a day, to the day we die, we'll always just say that I'm a saint saved by grace. But I tell you very plainly, I'm a sinner saved by grace. See, I've already started saying the new one. Phew. We always say that I'm a sinner saved by grace. But you look at this and you don't find sinners in heaven. You find saints, converted sinners, yes. But you find no sinners in heaven. You find the saints of God in heaven. And I really am wanting us to understand that we need to be different. As saints of the Most High God, we need to act like we're saints and not act like we're sinners. So I'm trying to just change a little vocabulary here, change the way of the river has been flowing for many, many years, and understand we are converted sinners. I'll go along with that. But I'm no longer a sinner. Because I'm not going to be judged like a sinner is going to be judged. I'll be chastised and disciplined and whipped as a failing or rebellious saint. But I'll not be judged as a sinner. And I'm hung up on that. I need to get over it.
Amen.
Now, here the thing is. We're saints sanctified by God the Father. Then it says, Jude right here, preserved. Preserved in Jesus Christ. You know, it's the preservation that we have in Jesus Christ. We talked about this the time that we were talking about on Valentine's Day, how it is that God initiated love to us. God initiates love through us in the salvation and completeness as He brings it through Jesus Christ. We're preserved in Jesus Christ. Thus we are preserved, and He is the one that keeps us, keeping the saints secure in eternal life. That preservation in Jesus Christ as a saint, and understand, as a saint, you're preserved in eternal life. Sinners not. Sinners preserved, sinners who have never asked Jesus to save them, they're preserved all right, but they're preserved in eternal death and dying and punishment. You see the difference?
Amen.
Saints are preserved into eternal life through Jesus Christ and what He gave us. Sinners don't have that preservation. They'll suffer an eternal dying. And then we look at the very last word in the King James, and I think it's the New American Standard may use the word called first, but the last word in Jude 1 says, and called. 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 How many of you feel that God has called you? I'll say this very plainly. God has called me here to be the pastor here. He called me through the love that He gave His people for me to be the pastor. And each and every member of this church, God has called you to be here. God has called you visitors to be here. God has a calling on every one of us. And if God has called you here, He'll leave you here until He calls you somewhere else.
Amen.
Remember that. Preacher, remember that. Members, that if you ever go anywhere else, you better be going by the calling of God, because you'll go out wandering in the wilderness, or you'll find yourself in the belly of the whale like Jonah as well. Preacher, members. Understand. If God has called us here, He has called us to secure us here. Now this calling, though, I want to look at here in Jude 1. It talks about a calling. This is not necessarily focused on the singular call unto salvation. For God does call all men to salvation. He does. But a lot of them don't answer the phone. A lot of them won't listen. A lot of them refuse. They got caller ID on their phones. And they see indeed. They feel the Holy Spirit wooing and calling them, and they reject. God does call all men to salvation, but men will still reject the call of God. This is not necessarily that Jude's talking about here, a call to salvation. It's indeed what I'm going to show you. It's a call to sainthood. It's a call to serving. It's a call to do what we really, really, really believe here. It's God's irresistible call to sainthood. It's His irresistible call to sainthood. Now I ask you, earlier, did God call you to be here? I can tell you very plainly, God called me to be here. Because when I told Brother Jay, when I first met him and I talked to him about who I was, where I had come from, all the history I had in my life, and I told him as I began trying to seek God's will for my life, and I made a few mistakes, God pulled me out of the ministry, allowed me to stay out of it for about 8 years. No matter how I pleaded with God, searched, tried to make things happen, it would never come about. So when I came here and I met with Brother Jay and I told him my history, my background, and I said, you know, Brother Jay, I've just come to realize that maybe God does not want me to be a pastor. And I told Brother Jay, I'm here now. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I'll serve. Y'all remember we had that meeting, in May, and we started this, we were going to build up the men's fellowship. It was in May. I remember the PowerPoints I put together and the handouts. There was a good crowd of men that met here. And boy, I was excited. We were going to do something with men's ministry here. That was in May. Brother Jay resigns, what, in the middle of June? July the 11th, you called me as interim pastor. On September the 4th, you called me as your pastor. November, you ordained me. You see, I wasn't looking for God, but yet God called me. I wasn't looking for God to put me as pastor here, just to serve Him. And yet, when I quit looking, God showed me where He wanted me. God has placed you here in that same capacity to serve Him. To do indeed as a saint of the Most High God. And I'm going to walk through some passages of Scripture. So go ahead and get your Bibles ready. Get your thumbs all ready. We've got several passages of Scripture that I want to just walk through about understanding your calling. Understanding your calling. Look with me, if you will, at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I know that I said that I was going to do this, and I am going to do it for the youth. One of these days I'm going to get your page numbers of where I'm going so you can just flip to the page number. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 26. For ye see your what? Calling, brethren. Now understand, every time you see the word brethren, Paul's associating with the saints, those born-again believers, okay? So, saints are called. So, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, God hath chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Now this is beginning, I'm getting confused here, someone says, that no flesh should glory in His presence, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Here we look and see that we are called unto a wisdom. We're called unto a wisdom in a spiritual, in all spiritual matters, in all spiritual matters, truly indeed, that we can, as saints, that indeed is wisdom, spiritual matters, that we can confound the things of the flesh. Your calling as a saint of the Most High God is a spiritual calling, a calling to spiritual wisdom, so that you have the knowledge from the Word of God and the Holy Spirit living within you that you can confound and to make naught of the things of the flesh. Now you say, preacher, I am flesh. Yes, we all are. If you're still alive on this earth, unless you're an apparition or a ghost or a spirit, you have a flesh. And every one of us have to contend with the flesh to do those things. The flesh, the world, and the enticements of this world desires that your flesh be drug away from God. And God has called you to a spiritual wisdom to understand that you have the power living within you to refuse to do those things that your body so craves that are wrong.
Amen.
So God has called us into spiritual wisdom to resist and confound the things of this flesh, of this world. You have a calling. Are you sure of your calling?
Amen.
Now, are you sure you're called away from the lust and the desires of the flesh and the things of this world? You need to understand to be truly in your calling to be able to confound the wicked things of this world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 18. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, first thing I look right here, you know what? There is a glory in the saints for Christ Jesus. There is an inheritance that Christ has for the saints, for the redeemed, for those who are called. Now, I'm not focusing on His glory at this moment. I'm focusing on what it is that you would want. That you may have what is the hope of His calling. Called to understand the hope of salvation. Called to understand that saints are truly have a hope in Christ Jesus. There is no other religion in this world who gives you so much hope for eternal life than Christianity. And you always hear me talk about it. I really squirm sometimes when I even use the term of Christianity as being a religion. Christianity is not a religion. It is a way of life that you are called into.
Amen.
And it's a hope in Christ Jesus. Are you called in the hope? Are you still fretting around? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to heaven. I might make it if I'm good enough. Oh, I got to do all this to make it to heaven. No. You have a hope. And you are called to that hope in Christ Jesus. Be sure of your calling, folks. You have no doubt of the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. That is the hope that you are called to. Are you sure of your hope? Ephesians 4, verse number 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, and would it be that we would all consider ourselves to be captive by the Lord Jesus Christ, held in the loving bonds of His jail cell, if you will, that we are a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Called. Saints of God are called to walk worthy. Worthy of being called saints of the Most High God. Your calling is that your walk is a testimony of Jesus Christ. Your relationship with Jesus is exemplified in the way you walk in this world. Do you understand what your calling is, saints? Do you realize that we are to be different? We are in this world, but we're not of this world. We have to do things in this world, but we don't have to be like the world. Every time the world moves further away from God, walking away from the God, and remember the church is standing over here, what happens? Remember, the world's going away. Here's the church looking at God, looking at the world. And every time the world moves further away from God, the church just moves a little closer, gets a little closer, gets a little closer, and gets a little closer. And then you wind up, you're not able to tell the difference between a saint and a sinner.
Amen.
You are called as saints to walk worthy of your calling, worthy of your vocation. You are called saints. And we're to live like saints for the Most High God in every way. Philippians chapter 3. And I'm just walking through the Bible, just giving you some verses that indeed have come out to my heart. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 13 through verse number 15. Philippians 3, verse number 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. You know, here's something else that we need to focus on about your desire. And sometimes many of us get to the point, well, I'm there. I told Alan Capps and Justin Holder yesterday when they dropped me off in the front of the church, we had gone out to the firing range. First time I'd really fired that pistol that I'd gotten from my son. And Alan made a comment. He says, "You ain't much of a threat, are you?" Remember that, Alan? But I got out of there and I said, "You know what, I'm going to get better." And they both laughed. But I got to counting the holes in the targets, you know. At least 8 of 10, you know, or 80% of the lead hit the target. I don't know where the other 20% went, but they got away. So 2 out of the 10 that I shot at got away, right? But here the thing is, I have not yet apprehended to be a good shot with a pistol. So you're all safe if I'm brandishing a weapon, right? But here's what happened. Paul realized that he had not yet apprehended the full call. Some of us think we're there. Some of us think, oh, I am so good. Oh, I don't do anything wrong. I am just the greatest thing that God has ever saved. And what happens? Whew, rug get pulled right out from under you. You know, Paul said that he has understood that he has not yet apprehended. We will not apprehend. He says, but it goes on further, verse 13. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You know, we don't need to waller in the past, folks. We need to set our mark and keep going, because he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God will reveal even this unto you. We're called. Called indeed not to sit. He says what? He says keep what? Pressing towards the mark. You're called not to sit, but to strive onward and upward to the prize of the high calling of God, to be saints, to be perfect, maturing in Christ Jesus. Your calling is not to, some of you get so mad at me when I say this, your calling is not to sit, soak, and sour, but to sit, soak, and serve. Sit, soak, and serve. Paul says, you're called to keep pressing on to the mark. You need to forget. We do this. Every last one of us do this. Come on, straighten your little halos up. Every last one of us. I used to work vacation Bible school 30 years ago. Led 30 kids to the Lord my whole time. What are you doing now? We need workers to sign up for vacation Bible school now. What are you doing now? What have you done lately in pressing towards that high calling? You're not called to sit, soak, and sour. Saints of the Most High God are to be busy. And I know some of us that are getting along in the years, we're not physically able to do so much. But I need a prayer team for vacation Bible school. We have prayer warriors in this church. Prayer warriors, sign up for the prayer team. You're not to sit, soak, and sour, but to serve. And you can serve God by praying. You can serve God by encouraging others to do so. Keep pressing. Your calling is to keep on moving. Keep pressing towards the high calling of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Some of you are looking at me like you're already aggravated with me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 12. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. That ye would walk worthy. Here's that phrase again that Paul used, that you would walk worthy. You know, saints are to walk worthy. But that ye would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto what? His kingdom and glory. God has called you into His kingdom. Why then in the blue blazes do the saints of God go into the houses of the devil? Why do we go off into places indeed that is not where God would be abiding in His fullness? God may be there in His wrath. Think about it. God is everywhere. But we are called into His kingdom, not into the devil's kingdom nor the devil's playground. Saints of the Most High God should never be found in a place where the devil and his cronies are playing around. Now, if you're in there standing on a pulpit preaching to them, maybe that's where you should be. Where you're witnessing to them. But here's what happens. Many of the saints go off into these places and you can't tell them the difference between them and the sinners, because they're sitting there with their brew, they're sitting there with whatever they're looking at, whatever they're doing. They're sitting there just like the sinners and you can't tell the difference between them. You're called into God's kingdom. You're called into God's house. You're called to live for Him, for His glory, for indeed His glory. Your calling is into His kingdom, and we should live like we belong to King Jesus and not King Satan.
Amen.
2 Thessalonians 2. 14. Am I not just... Is this sounding like it's coming from the JCPenney catalog or something? Huh?
Not at all.
It's coming from where?
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse number 14. Whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're called into His glory. Not to dishonor Him. Saints, listen to me. You are called to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are called to His honor. He that knew no sin, he that had not ever sinned, was crucified, condemned to the cross of Calvary to pay your sin debt. And when we, as disobedient saints, when we sin, we're bringing dishonor to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not called to do that. You're called to bring Him honor and glory, to uplift His example, to show indeed that you are a saint of the Most High God. Are you getting a picture of what I'm trying to show you? You are called to be different than a sinner. You are called to be a saint of the Most High God. 2 Timothy. And I'm almost done, folks. 2 Timothy 1, verse number 9. Who hath saved us? Now, that's not a question, because he's talking about Jesus here. He said that Jesus hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. You are called as a saint of the Most High God to fulfill His purpose. To fulfill His purpose. Not your works, works of righteousness. There are good things that you do, but you're called to fulfill His purpose.
Amen.
Every member of Martindale Baptist Church, every saint of the Most High God has a purpose here on this earth, and that's to serve Him. To do what He has called you to do. Not what you so desire to do, but what He has purposed for you to do. One of them is to be here. One of them is to support this church. One of them is to lift up the others. And I'm going to talk about those duties more tonight. But you are called for a purpose to serve the Most High God as a saint. One sanctified, one set apart, one truly indeed that will be that Jesus says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Finally, I'm going to close on 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. If you do these things, whatsoever I have commanded you, whatsoever I have given unto you, teach. And give the gospel unto all. Are you sure of your calling? Do you truly understand that God has called you into a purpose? Whatever you are capable of doing, there is a purpose for you to be here and to do that. And I'll tell you this much too. God does not necessarily call the able, but He will enable those whom He calls. Are you sure of your calling? Do you truly understand that God has called you, yes, unto salvation? Yes, indeed. But God has called you as a saint of the Most High God. To understand your calling, that it is a calling from the Most High God, and indeed, we should answer the call. Have you answered the call to salvation? Have you come to the point in your life where you realize that you are a sinner, condemned, unclean, and that God wants to convert you, transform you, and make you every day from this day forward to be more like the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. You can't do it alone. You can't wait till you're good enough to come and become a Christian. Because it takes the transforming power of the Holy Spirit of God to build up within you an assurance, a certainty, a commitment of your calling to be a saint of the Most High God. Then He will enable you to clean up whatever mess you may have in your life. You can't do it on your own. Confess. Admit you're a sinner. Confess that you need Jesus. And believe and trust in Him by calling on His name. Father, at this moment in time, we ask You, Lord God, to move in the power of Your Holy Spirit. Indeed, Father, we ask You to call the saints to service. We do, Father. For indeed, we know that we have a purpose to serve You. To love You, to love the people, and all the things that we're going to talk about tonight, the duties of our call to be saints. Father, there may be some here who have never heard or answered the call of salvation to receive what Jesus has done for them. And God, I ask You to convict them, call them to salvation, that indeed that they can grow every day to be more like Jesus. Lord, have Your will and Your way in Jesus' name. Let's stand for a moment of invitation. Perhaps you have business to deal with God.